You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby laying down the rhythm and blues sound and spinning it round on the turntable, letting you know I'm well and able to throw the soul straight to your eardrums, baby. Are you ready, ready, Teddy, for the soul that came before rock and roll? 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues that you can use from the top of your head to the soles in your worn-out walking shoes. I'm your jukebox operator extraordinaire, Matt the Cat, and for the next hour, we are going to complete our two-part special on Federal Records, that great rhythm and blues subsidiary of parent label King Records. Last week in part one, we covered 1951 through the beginning of 54. This week, we pick it up in 1954 and carry it through 56. So I hope you're ready to get back on the attack with Black Shellac. Trust me, baby, I won't steer you wrong. We're going to kick off this show with a song from Mr. Johnny Watson. He was born in Houston, Texas in 1935 and moved to Los Angeles at age 15. There, he made his first record with Chuck Higgins called Motorhead Baby, which he actually played piano on, but soon switched to the guitar and got his own recording contract with Federal Records, this week's featured label. He cut a bunch of singles in 52 and 53 before arriving at this one in 54. It's kind of a groundbreaking record sound-wise, as it opens and closes an echo chamber to add a nice effect, which he dubbed the Space Guitar. Federal was calling him Young John Watson. He wouldn't adopt his moniker, Johnny Guitar Watson, until after leaving the label. He also wouldn't have a hit record until 1955, with those Lonely, Lonely Nights for RPM. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with a jumpin', jivin' instrumental called Space Guitar. Here's Young John Watson. Thank you. The Midnighters, Sexy Ways. They were the biggest group on Federal Records at this time, 1954. They replaced the Dominoes as Federal Records' top group by scoring hits like Get It, Work With Me, Annie, that one, Sexy Ways, and Soon, Annie Had a Baby. And still, just in case there was any confusion of who the group was after their big chart topper, Work With Me, Annie, the labels still read The Midnighters, formerly The Royals. Sexy Ways was recorded on April 26th of 1954. It was issued in May, and by summertime, it had hit number 2 on the national rhythm and blues lists. This week's program is full of vocal groups, so if you dig that early vocal group sound, you are going to love this week's program, cats and kittens. Up next, one of those vocal groups a little before they would refine their sound and score hit after hit for a different label. I'm talking about the Platters, who were formed in Los Angeles in 1952. Their famous lead singer, Tony Williams, who had one of the most distinctive voices in early rock and roll, was not in the group when they initially formed, but by 1953 had replaced departing vocalist Cornell Gunter, who had left to go on and join the Flares since the Platters weren't really doing anything. We're going to hear their fourth record. Their first three were flops. This one got a little airplay around Los Angeles, as you can hear Tony Williams trying to emulate Jackie Wilson just a little bit on this record. It's a ballad from June of 54, and it's called Tell the World. Here are the Platters.
Tell the world that I was searching for a love I've never known. Stop my crying when you touch me with your smile.
Get your kiss so fine, please my mind. get it till I get it. You hear? Gonna stick with it. I won't quit it till I get it. You hear? Gonna stick with it. I won't quit it till I get it. Your kiss so fine, to ease my mind all the time.
The Lamplighters, a great and often unsung vocal group from Los Angeles, with You Here. The Lamplighters were Alfred Fraser, Thurston Harris, Matthew Nelson, and Willie Ray Rockwell. They released 12 singles on Federal Records, but never had a hit. You Here was recorded on July 13th, 1954. And you may have recognized one of those names I just listed off. Thurston Harris. He would go on to have a number two record at the end of 1957 with his version of the Bobby Day song, Little Bitty Pretty One. And the group backing him up was the Lamplighters, then known as the Sharps. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Federal Records Part 2, 1954 through 56, on this week's Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Up next is another chart topper from the biggest group on Federal Records at this time, the Midnighters. And there's a cute story how this song came along, but it might not be true. It's said that there was once a Los Angeles disc jockey that after playing Work With Me Annie, the big chart topper from earlier in the year, he stated, "If you think this one is great, you should hear their version of Annie Had a Baby." Well, supposedly the orders started coming in for Annie Had a Baby, a record that did not exist at that time. So the Midnighters, who were on tour, were in Washington, D.C. Sid Nathan rented some studio time in D.C., and on July 30th, 1954, the Midnighters cut a kind of thrown together song called Annie Had a Baby. It was issued very quickly in August, and it hit number one on September 25th for 2 weeks. Now remember, its prequel, Work With Me Annie, had been number one for 7 weeks. And Sexy Ways, which we heard earlier in the program, made it to number two. 54 was shaping up to be a stellar year for the Midnighters. Here they are, number one from coast to coast, with Annie Had a Baby.
Across the floor. Oh, oh, oh. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Jeffrey Ehrlich. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Shoot, hang around my door. Shoot, hurt me no more. Go do your gallivanting, baby. Shoot to you. Wash your left hand. Since I romance. You won't get no chance. Go do your gallivanting, baby. Shoot to you. The things you did to me, for everyone to see, had never ought to be when I chose you. Now suddenly I find I have a peace of mind, and leave my care behind when I lose you. Your great big lies. Someone else may rise. You ain't such a rat. And baby, I can do for you. Shoot to you. Go do your gallivanting, baby. Shoot to you. This was your last chance. This is our romance. You won't get no chance. Go do your gallivanting, baby. Shoot to you. Things you did to me, for everyone to see, had never ought to be when I chose you. Now suddenly you find I have a peace of mind. And leave me. Shoot big lies. Myself ain't right. You ain't such a pride. Yeah, baby, I got news for you. Shoot to you. Shoo.
By the Tune Blenders. From November of 1954. Not too much is known about that vocal group, except that record was recorded on November 3rd of 54 and released later in the month. Also, that was the only record they had for Federal. Cats and Kittens, I told you there was going to be a lot of vocal group records on this week's show, so I hope you're digging them. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're listening to The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. This week it's part two of our two-parter on the great King Records subsidiary label, Federal Records. Up next, Federal's biggest group of the year, 1954. The Midnighters, and a really great record that doesn't get heard these days, She's the One. It was recorded at that same session that Annie Had a Baby was recorded at in Washington, D.C. on July 30th of 54. Only two songs were recorded that day. She's the One was originally issued as the flip side of Annie Had a Baby. When disc jockeys started flipping Annie Had a Baby over to play She's the One, Federal got the cue and decided to re-release it in early 1955 with an old Royals song as the flip side, Moonrise. So this song was actually issued in 54 and 55. Unfortunately, this great song did not make the national charts, but it did get a lot of airplay in New Orleans and a few other cities. So let's give a listen to the Midnighters' fantabulous She's the One.
Everybody wants to know why I love her so. Listen to me, please. I'll tell you why. And I'll feel this way till the day I die. 'Cause she's the one who makes me feel good. She's she's the one who makes me feel good, and I'll always do the things I should. Sweetest little thing, you know I wouldn't lie. Makes me wanna break right down and cry. She's the one who makes me feel.
Favorite records from this week's program, Cora Woods with Rocks in Your Head. Spinning off of this week's featured label, Federal Records from 1955. Man, that one's got a great sound, as does this next record by a group called the Californians. They were, of course, from Los Angeles, and they contained Jesse Belvin. Now, when I featured Jesse Belvin on The Juke in the Back, I played a clip from this song and the next record you're going to hear, So Fine by the Sheiks. This week, as a little treat, we're going to hear both of those records in their entirety. This one, My Angel by the Californians, is definitely special, featuring Jesse Belvin singing lead on the bridge. So listen closely to the bridge. You can't miss Belvin's smooth voice. Recorded in LA on June 3rd, 1955, and released in July on Federal Records, here are the Californians with My Angel.
My angel has gone away. In heaven I know she will return someday.
know she'll return, return someday. And when, oh when, she dies, I'll love her day and night, my angel.
The Sheiks with the original version of So Fine, which was written by Johnny Otis. Of course, the Fiestas would have a huge hit with it in 1959, taking it to number 3. And Ike and Tina Turner would chart number 50 with it in 1968. That's where it all began, and Jesse Belvin is singing in The Sheiks. Another short-lived group from Los Angeles, The Sheiks contained Eugene Church, Harold Lewis, and Mel Williams, along with Jesse Belvin. They had one record for Federal. Recorded on June 23rd of 55, Federal issued it in August, 1 month after the Californians' My Angel. Jesse Belvin was everywhere. Earlier in the program, I mentioned the Platters, and we played Tell the World, their fourth single. The group, which was originally formed in 1952 in Los Angeles, was managed by Ralph Bass. After several records had flopped, Bass asked his old friend, Buck Ram, to work with the group and see what he could come up with. For their third Federal session, the Platters were Tony Williams on lead vocal, Zola Taylor on alto, David Lynch singing tenor, Alex Hodge on baritone, and Herb Reed holding down the bass parts. The session was held on May 20th, 1954, and Buck Ram had originally written a song for the Inkspots called Only You and You Alone. They recorded it at this session, and it didn't sound so hot. So Ram actually asked Federal Records not to release it. They obliged. Flash forward to 1955, when Ram takes his most popular group, the Penguins, over to Mercury Records, and as part of the deal says, hey, if you want the Penguins, you gotta take my other group, the Platters. Mercury signs both groups, and the Platters go back into the studio and re-record Only You. Mercury issues it in May of 55. By the end of October, it's number one across the country. Federal discovers that they have an early version of Only You hiding away in their vaults. Sid Nathan decides he wants to release it and try and cash in on some of the Only You dollars that are going around. Buck Ram actually takes Federal Records to court to try and stop the release of the early version of Only You, but he fails. But in the end, he actually wins, because the Mercury version is fantastic and sells millions of copies. And the Federal version is not so good. The guys aren't singing on key, and they sound like they're gonna fall asleep. And the sales for Federal were pretty bad on this record. But for the sake of history, I'm going to play it right now on the Juke in the Back. Here's the original, not so great version of Only You by the Platters.
Change in me.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Federal Records. And here's a cat who scored a handful of hits for the Modern and Supreme labels before coming to Federal. It's Jimmy Witherspoon, who had a big number one smash in 1949 with Ain't Nobody's Business. He had several productive years on Federal, but unfortunately, no hits. This is a cool one, though, and it's this week's Great 78. Jimmy Witherspoon, Fast Women and Slow Gin.
Fast Women and Slow Gin will make good men sin. Well, look at all the trouble I'm in, but I just can't help myself.
In the back with Matt the Cat.
Well, I went down to the river and I started to jump in when I heard a voice cry out, "Stop! Don't you know she's coming back again?" Well, I'm wondering and I'm wondering about my little angel child. Well, I'm wondering and I'm wondering about my little angel child. She went away last night, didn't even say goodbye. Well, I bought her diamonds, first caviar and wine. Well, I bought her diamonds, first caviar and wine. If she don't come back, well, I know I'll lose my mind. Shona, Shona, oh, play the blues, play the blues. Yeah, help me somebody. No, but if you love me, pretty baby, I can move like a brand new dinosaur. Oh, baby, oh, darling, oh, sugar, oh, sweetie.
What a soulful record! My Little Angel from Rudy Moore, who was a singer, a dancer, and comedian, and recorded some stellar records from the mid-1950s. You may know him better as Rudy Ray Moore, who popularized the Dolomite character of the 60s and 70s. And the way the story goes is that while Rudy Moore was working at John Dolphin's record store, Dolphins of Hollywood, there was a local cat who would come in. He was kind of like the local drunk. He'd come into the store and he'd start doing this act with his character, Dolomite. It broke everybody up. So knowing that this character had legs, Rudy Moore invited this guy over to his house and got the basics of the act down. And then, with a few of his own embellishments, Rudy Moore became Dolomite. And of course, before the character of Dolomite made it to the big screen, he was a part of those great dirty party records from the early 70s. But you'd never know listening to him sing My Little Angel from 1956. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is Federal Records Part 2, 1954 through 56. Right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. 1956 was a big year for James Brown. He had his first recording session with the famous Flames for Federal Records in Cincinnati on February 4th. Of the four songs recorded that day, Please, Please, Please jumped out to Ralph Bass, and he took it to label owner Sid Nathan to get it released. Nathan didn't like the song at all. He thought it was terrible. So he and Bass made a bet, and Sid Nathan lost. The record was issued on March 5th of 56 and went to number 5 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts in the spring. Sid Nathan didn't think the public would buy it, and he was dead wrong. The famous Flames were riding high for a little while, but they would soon strike out on every single up until the end of 1958 when they released Try Me. That was a pretty long dry spell, but thankfully Sid Nathan stuck with the group. Because in the 1960s, James Brown would keep King Records afloat. Here's where it all began. The future hottest working man in show business, Soul Brother number one, James Brown and the Famous Flames. Please, please, please.
Please, 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 please. Did me wrong.
With Ike Turner's Rhythm Rockers, and I'm tore up, 1956. Now, Billy Gales was Ike Turner's drummer, but he also played drums with Earl Hooker, Robert Nighthawk, Otis Rush, and Albert King. What a resume! I'm Matt the Cat, and we're closing down this week's Juke in the Back on Federal Records Part 2, 1954 through 56. Remember, until next time, cats and kittens, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And I want to close it down with a talented and classy lady, Linda Hopkins. She was born in New Orleans in 1924 and was discovered by Mahalia Jackson at age 11. She went on to be a great gospel and rhythm and blues singer in the 50s and 60s, even duetting with Jackie Wilson on Shake a Hand in 63. As a stage performer, she won a Tony in 1972 for Inner City and also wrote and starred in a one-woman show called Me and Bessie about Bessie Smith, for whom she had met. We lost Linda Hopkins at the age of 92 on April 10th, 2017. And we're going to go out with the very soulful Come Back Baby. Linda Hopkins closing down the federal edition of the Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
I love you, darling. I want you, darling. me more about it, baby.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.